All right, Mitch Payton, one good, one not so good for you today. Let's focus on the good. I thought Joe Schmoder was really, really fast today. Rode up from the back, looked to be making moves. Fitness looked good. I think you got to be stoked with his day.
Yeah, it was overall not terrible. The first moto, there was a red flag. Both starts were bad. Second moto was a mistake. Like, he accidentally started his second gear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, like, and he just came back and he goes, I'm sorry, I blew it, I started in second. But so he didn't get a great one that time either, but he came through really well. And honestly, his fitness does look pretty good. So we were pretty pumped on that. And I don't know, needs another second. Needs another second.
Yeah, he's close. I mean, we were talking about this on one of my dumb shows. He was literally a fill-in for you last year. A last-second guy. And he's really turning himself into something over here?
I think so. I mean, we re-signed him, and he's going to be here a while, and we're happy with how he's doing. Like, in Supercross, he improved the whole time. Outdoors looks like he's probably going to do the same thing. And with a little bit of time, hopefully he could be a championship guy.
Yeah. Hammaker's out this weekend. He might be out longer. We don't know. McAdoo will be out for a while. Status of filling in?
We'll know next week if we're going to do something like that. Seth, we're hoping we'll only miss this weekend. And then hopefully with a week off, then by Mount Morris, he'll be back. Just trying to find out, make sure. He had Epstein-Barr last summer, and we're just trying to make sure we're not digging back into that.
Well, you had an issue at Atlanta, right, too?
Yeah, and that's why we're trying to make sure we're not catching something.
Coming into this race, and you've been coming to these races for 800 years, I think this is one of the better nationals of the year. Maybe not for you because your bikes are slow and riders complain. I don't know. Maybe you look at it that way. But I love this place. I love coming into Denver. Pits are great. Track's great. What's your thoughts on Lakewood?
I think it is one of the best tracks of the year because, you know, last week we were at Paula and nothing against it, but it's just flat. And it's hard to see the whole track. You can only just watch them come by and then they're gone. Here, like, you can see quite a bit of the track, and for the fans, you know, they can get up on the hill and see a lot of it. So I think it's good that, and they do a pretty good job at the track. So I think overall this has to be one of the top three for sure of the year.
Hey, not a ripped as deep, not watered as deep. Guys told me today they could move everywhere. I'm a favor of this kind of stuff. Yeah, we got a little dust, but it's better to me than slot car racing.
I think overall it is better because when it was, like, last week was so wet in the first practice that they all ran outsides, and then the insides just were slop. So it became a one-line track immediately, and it never changed really. So I think for here, they usually did rip it deeper, like more sand on it or something like that, but I think overall today, I think the track was good.
Yeah,
there was a lot of passing.
Yep. I like it. I think it's good. Thanks for doing this.
All right. Thanks.